This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and, I'm loath to say a very happy Memorial Day, because, in truth, Memorial Day is sort of a solemn, contemplative holiday. It's happy because, well, this is our kickoff to summer 2015, but it's also solemn because we commemorate the sacrifice of countless American soldiers, service men and women who sacrificed for our freedom. So let us, spend some time in quiet contemplation, make it a refreshing, rejuvenating, re-energizing weekend. But also take some time to think about what it has taken to make our country what it is. 888-302-3684 is our number. We invite your phone calls. We'd like you to take part in today's broadcast. This is a live broadcast, in contradistinction to the vast majority of shows this weekend that are on autopilot, but we're here live because, this is one of my favorite things to do. I like to get right behind this great big microphone and share vital health information with you. It's my weekly pleasure to take your phone calls and to share medical stories and health stories that may be relevant to you. So 888-302-3684. And among the stories we're going to talk about, what happens as the intestinal tract ages. We'll also talk about a natural therapy for migraines, and your phone calls, 888-302-3684. All right, let's start with this one. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, sometimes referred to as emphysema. Emphysema is a serious story. There really is nothing you can do to reverse emphysema, even with medication. All we can do is palliate it, treat it, symptoms, but we can't really do much to fix it. It's often the consequence of chronic infections, more often the consequence of smoking. It's also related to high levels of air pollution. And so it would be of interest if there was something that we could take in our nutritional arsenal to help alleviate the suffering of patients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Now, I will tell you that as far back as the early 1990s, I took a trip through Europe, and I visited holistic clinics in Europe. And I was visiting a colleague of mine near Frankfurt in Germany. He had a holistic clinic there, and he was taking me around the clinic. Then he said, "Excuse me, because I just have to spend some time with this guy." This guy came to the office, and he was a drug rep, and he, did the usual thing. Same thing here. Drug reps come to the office; they show you the latest drugs. In this case, this guy came with what seemed like a tackle box with actual samples of drugs they wanted to give to the doctor. He opened up this big suitcase, and there were all these little vials and pills and different things. And I noticed what I singled out. A lot of the drugs were unknown to me. They were different names. They were different than American drugs. But one really got my attention. It was, in German, it was pronounced N-acetylcysteine, or N-acetylcysteine, NAC, are the initials. And it was touted as something that could help to thin mucus and treat chronic lung conditions. This was a medication in Germany. It's also been something that has traditionally been introduced in patients who have sticky chronic mucus. The medication in the United States is called Mucomist. And it's an available over-the-counter supplement. It's N-acetylcysteine. Well, in this current study, patients with chronic obstructive lung disease, COPD, received either NAC 600 milligrams twice daily or placebo. And what they found is that after a period of time, patients had fewer exacerbations and they had a slowed progression towards lung inefficiency as tested by pulmonary function tests. So what they conclude is that oral N-acetylcysteine is something that could be used in chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It's mucolytic. It breaks down mucus. And in a previous study, 1,200 milligrams a day was shown to improve exercise intolerance in patients with emphysema. It's also something that I would recommend to someone who is suffering from sinusitis or a cold. Sticky mucus there can sometimes congeal, cause pain, pressure, become contaminated with bacteria, and then result in a bacterial infection. N-acetylcysteine is a great mucus thinner, and you can take even higher doses. It's safe to take. It's a generator of glutathione, which is a potent antioxidant. So consider N-acetylcysteine for respiratory problems. At least 600 milligrams, in my opinion, three times daily, and up to 12 or even 1,800 milligrams three times daily. For chronic mucus, you've got, you know, cough, like chronic mucus, congestion, stuffiness, consider N-acetylcysteine. All right. 888-302-3684. That's our number. All right. This is an article from Science Daily, and it talks about the aging gut. You know, different parts of you age at different rates, but all of us are on an aging curve. Our skin shows signs of aging, our eyes change, our hearing changes, our hearts change, our brains change. But what about the gut? What about the intestinal tract? Well, we know that a lot of our health is based in our intestinal tracts. And so a study was undertaken. Researchers at Norwich Research Park, that's in the United Kingdom, have carried out the first detailed study of how our intestinal tract ages and what changes occur and how this determines our overall health. And what they have found is that the common denominator of intestinal aging is inflammation. They found that the aging gut has a characteristic increase in one specific immune system regulator called IL-6. That is a marker of inflammation. And when IL-6 goes up, inflammation occurs. And what are the consequences for the rest of the body? Well, okay, the IL-6 that's manufactured in the gut, it can travel to other parts of your body and create inflammation. But the IL-6 is also a marker for changes in your intestinal wall, which may result in, and you've heard this term before, leaky gut syndrome or increased intestinal permeability. That means your gut's ability to hold out things that are harmful to your circulation and to your systemic organs. It breaks down and you develop leaky gut and bacterial toxins and possibly food antigens leak across your gut wall into your systemic circulation. And that's why you may develop chronic inflammatory problems throughout your body. We use C-reactive protein, highly sensitive C-reactive protein. It's a marker for cardiovascular risk. It can be increased when there's infections elsewhere in the body or potentially if things go awry in the gut. The other thing that happens as you age is that the bacterial diversity, the lush jungle of microflora that inhabits your gastrointestinal tract, it decreases and becomes more of a parched wasteland. Possibly due to the effects of chronic antibiotic administration, possibly due to the chronic ill effects of chemicalized foods, lots of sugar and junk, high carbohydrate diets, possibly even the fluoride that is in our water supply, or the chlorine that is in our water supply. These things may deplete the beneficial bacteria and set the stage for imbalances, which result in chronic inflammation, leaky gut. And then you're off to the races with a whole series of systemic disorders. Very interesting study. And we're placing more and more importance on what happens in our intestinal tracts. And it argues for support, better diet, probiotics, prebiotics, foods that help to nourish beneficial bacteria, avoidance of antibiotics and chemicalized junk. These are some of the things that can keep our gut healthy. And this will be a continued theme on this program and among our podcasts. We've got several excellent guests coming up on Intelligent Medicine who are going to discuss the importance of the gastrointestinal tract and balance in terms of overall health. Health really starts in the gut. And that's a very, very important concept to keep in mind. All right, 888-302-3684. We invite your phone calls. We got lots more to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide proper intestinal balance, which goes way beyond optimizing digestion. It has a profound impact on virtually every system of the body. I'm an early adopter of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I personally take them every day, and I've been recommending them to my patients for over 10 years. I've long extolled the benefits of probiotics. A frequent focus of my health programs and wellness articles is the importance of the gut to overall health. I believe in Dr. O'Hara's because they combine a wide spectrum of beneficial bacteria with prebiotics that help the good bacteria establish a foothold in your GI tract. They're easy to take, well-tolerated, and convenient. They don't need refrigeration. Dr. O'Hara takes the centuries-long Japanese tradition of creating expert probiotic foods to the next level. They're the next generation of probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
For more Intelligent Medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684. You know, it's a holiday, so lots of you are out and about, but you're eligible to call us. We always get more calls in our second hour because we're live on a powerful station, WOR, in New York City. Lots of people listening live, so we may get some additional calls later. But in case you want to call, 888-302-3684. And if you have a question, perhaps today is not the best day for you to call in. You know, you're doing something, getting ready for a garden party or traveling somewhere, and you don't want to make a call, but you do want your question answered. You can email us your question to radioprogram, that's radioprogram@AOL.com. And once a week, Hoffman Center nutritionist Layla Mudin and I get together, and we sift through your questions, and we answer them. And we put them up as a podcast, which you can find at drhoffman.com. Lots of useful content there, so check it out. All right, this item. The placebo effect. The placebo effect happens when you're given something that has no active ingredient, or even it doesn't necessarily have to be a sugar pill. It can be even a sham surgery or sham acupuncture, you know, where they stick the needles in the wrong place, but you get an effect nonetheless. It's a healing effect, and doctors tend to be dismissive of the placebo effect. They say that's junk. It screws up our studies. It's nothing. But the placebo effect is something. It means that the body is healing itself without any active medication. And so the placebo effect is very worthwhile studying and learning about. It appears that some people are very, very susceptible to the placebo effect, others not. And it doesn't have to do with intelligence. It doesn't have to do necessarily with belief or credulity. Some people get the wool pulled over their eyes more easily than others. According to a new study, It may have to do with your genes. Your heredity may govern how susceptible you are to the placebo. According to a fascinating new study, they looked at various gene loci, places along the chromosomes that have to do with responses to neurotransmitters. And what they found was they could actually identify a pattern of genes that are involved in boosting the placebo effect. That's pretty cool. It suggests that maybe we could identify through genetic testing those patients who might benefit from placebo effects. But moreover, if we study the chemical pathways that underlie these placebo effects, that work is based on whatever it is the genes do to boost neurotransmitters or change the pattern of neurotransmission in the brain, then we could maybe develop ways of harnessing the placebo effect. It's a gentle healing effect, and we could then create an artificial placebo response in patients, and thus, without the hazards of surgery or toxic medications, enable the body to heal itself. That would be very cool. All right, so this item, very important, because migraines, hard to treat. Migraines cause a lot of disability in this country, and we talk sometimes about the migraine diet. Eliminating certain foods can help migraines, but the precious few things that can help migraines in the natural realm. Feverfew, according to some studies, butterbur, magnesium, some studies suggest coenzyme Q10. Add to that melatonin, according to a new study. Melatonin, and at a moderate dose, 3 milligrams of melatonin. That's the dose that's commonly offered to help patients sleep better. According to a multi-center randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial, 3 milligrams melatonin was more effective than placebo. And there's a big placebo effect for, you know, migraines. You take a sugar pill and you might get relief. But 3 milligrams of melatonin is more effective than placebo, but also was as effective as amitriptyline, a potent antidepressant that's often used to treat pain and to treat headaches. Moreover, what's interesting here is amitriptyline has a tendency to cause weight gain. And what they found was that the patients who got placebo, the patients who got amitriptyline or Elavil, they gained weight. But the ones who took melatonin, they managed to actually lose some weight, and many of them achieved relief from their migraines. So very cool new information about melatonin. Give it a shot. Maybe it won't completely eliminate your migraines, but it might reduce their frequency and intensity. That would be worthwhile. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it's the nitrates found in beets that convert to nitric oxide and help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've found that Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And you can feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California for for maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is the number. We did a call from Susan, who's in Queens, New York. How are you this Memorial Day weekend?
I'm fine, Dr. Hoffman. The reason why I'm calling is because I know that you had hurt yourself. You had broke your hip and when you were riding your bike and everything.
Yeah,
so
that was six years ago. Yeah, long time ago. Right.
So, my problem is I broke my wrist about 3.5 months ago. I had two bones broke and one displaced bone.
Oh.
And I think I'm healing fine, but I'm getting a lot of pressure from, like, from physical therapy, from my doctor, that I should be, doing more. Like, my fingers are stiff. And my wrist is still stiff.
Yeah.
And I have low dexterity, like fine motor. The gross motor is good, but the fine motor is not that good yet.
Right. So yeah, it's a little different with the wrist because it's all very narrow there. And any kind of swelling can compress the nerves, and maybe you've had some muscle atrophy during the time when your wrist was immobilized. So, it's hard to know what is causing the problem. Certainly, you say it was 6 months ago? 6 months ago?
No, 3 months ago.
Three months ago. It's well within normal that you're going to have some continued stiffness. That does not necessarily predict the way it's going to be a year or a year and a half from now. But you do need to do the physical therapy and the range of motion. I remember, I may sound like Calamity Joe here, but I also broke my shoulder back in, I think it was like 92. Running accident. You know, they say exercise is good for you, but I managed to break a hip and a shoulder with my exercise exploits. I promised not to break anything else. But when I broke my shoulder, I undertook physical therapy exercises. And I remember literally tears would come to my eyes with the types of stretches I would do to maintain my shoulder mobility. And thankfully I did because I retained, I think, 90% of my shoulder mobility by doing the right kind of physical therapy. So we encourage you to do physical therapy, but also, let's talk about some things that can reduce swelling and facilitate healing. I mean, early on, you can take various things. Wobenzym is great at the time of a fracture. It tends to reduce swelling, but you can continue taking it because it is something that has an anti-swelling effect. Pycnogenol has anti-swelling effects. I would also take lots of fish oil because it's anti-inflammatory. That would be beneficial. At the time of an injury, you may need additional vitamin C. And I was lucky enough when I broke my hip to, since I run a holistic center, I told my nurse, I said, when you're finished taking care of patients at the Hoffman Center, come back, up to my apartment, bring a bag of vitamin C and hang a vitamin C in my living room. And, for, I think, 21 straight days after I got back home from the hospital with my fracture, I got intravenous vitamin C. And vitamin C also is very, very healing for injuries. So, at this point, make sure that you get the right kind of physical therapy. Do the exercises very, very judiciously with fidelity. And also just, get a soft rubber ball and squeeze it to maintain your grip because part of it is atrophy. Muscle atrophy occurs when the muscles aren't used. And so you may lose strength and dexterity, and you have to kind of bring that back up. But there's a very great likelihood that you'll get back 97% of your original capacity. 3 months is really impossible to tell whether, your deficits are permanent. They probably aren't.
Well, I read somewhere it could take as long as 3 years for this.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Indeed. Yeah, I really believe that. And that's why I think people needn't be discouraged with the results of, say, after a fracture or even after a knee replacement or hip replacement. You just got to keep at it. And unfortunately, what happens is, physical therapy is limited by insurance. And they say, you're entitled to whatever, 12, 18 sessions, 24, so whatever. And then people are done. They say, I'm done with physical therapy. But no, you got to keep going. You got to maybe, learn what they tell you to do, keep on doing it. I embarked on an exercise program for, you know, for my hip, so that within a year and a half, I was able to do triathlons again. And, you know, my running is, you know, just as slow as ever. So,
well, one more thing. What do you think about, it's called M-E-L-O-X-I-C-A-M, because my doctor did recommend, last time I saw her.
Meloxicam, yeah, that's, meloxicam is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And I absolutely wouldn't use that. I'll tell you why. Because first, it does reduce the pain, but it, you know, my orthopedist forbade me to take that. And he's a top flight orthopedist at Hospital for Special Surgery. And, you know, I took an interest. I said, look, I'm a physician and I'd like to, you know, understand the rationale for that. And he's, you know, he pointed out several articles in the orthopedic literature that show that if you take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug like meloxicam, it will inhibit the proper resolution of the bone healing. And so you don't want to do that. I mean, yes, you might get transient relief in terms of pain, you know, okay, but I don't think the pain is excruciating so much so that you need to take the medication. You know, you can use natural anti-inflammatories. There will be some post-traumatic inflammation or arthritis. And you can use things like curcumin. You can use glucosamine with chondroitin, which is also a good building block for bone healing. I'd like a supplement called ostinol at the time of fracture because it's bone morphogenic protein. It's O-S-T-I-N-O-L. You can find it at drhoffman.com. Many of the kind of obscure products that I sometimes mention are things that are part of our arsenal that we use for patients at the Hoffman Center, and they're available to listeners via drhoffman.com. We have a store there. So ostinol for bone strengthening, also good for osteoarthritis, good for osteoporosis. These are some of the things that might be helpful, but I would suggest you not take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. That would include things like Advil, over-the-counter, Naprosyn, prescription ibuprofen. Not desirable when you're healing from a wound. I don't think those right. would be good.
Yes, okay. I understand that.
Yeah. All right, so, hey, listen, give us a call, 6 months hence or a year hence. I think you'll have a completely different story to tell, but be faithful about your exercise. All right. This item, very important. New study shows that higher magnesium levels are linked to lower risk of stroke. By some estimates, it's 80% of Americans aren't getting optimal amounts of magnesium. Why? Well, stress depletes magnesium. Poor quality diets are bereft of magnesium. Junk food, very low in magnesium. And use up a lot of magnesium when you consume a high glycemic index diet. Diabetics are notorious for having low magnesium. So higher magnesiums are linked to lower risk of stroke. The study was described in a 2014 study in the American Heart Association journal, Stroke. 459 Nurses Health Study participants, subjects whose magnesium levels were among the lowest, had a risk of stroke that was 34% higher than those whose levels were among the top fifth. By the way, stress drains your magnesium. People subject to stress, not good. Also, you know, many patients with hypertension, they don't have enough magnesium. And some of the antihypertensive drugs, particularly diuretics, deplete magnesium. So magnesium is important. We have some new insights on how to get magnesium to the brain, where it can do a job preventing strokes. But also, low magnesium levels are manifest by fatigue, brain fog, inability to focus and concentrate, and anxiety and irritability. We use a lot of magnesium in patients who suffer from anxiety. The problem is, it's hard to get magnesium into the bloodstream, number one, but once it's in the bloodstream, you have to get it to traverse what's called the blood-brain barrier, which keeps out a lot of harmful substances, but also keeps out a lot of good things like vitamins. So how do you get the magnesium to push its way across the blood-brain barrier? Well, there's a new supplement that we use for patients with anxiety or where we're concerned about magnesium levels in the brain. It's called Protozorb Magnesium. And it's a new patented substance, magnesium L-threonate. Many of you haven't heard of this form of magnesium, but studies show it's specifically designed to get magnesium across the blood-brain barrier into the brain. A And I'm looking at a study here where they actually looked at the distribution of magnesium after people took standard magnesiums versus magnesium L3 and 8. And what they found was that there was a higher concentration of magnesium in the cerebrospinal fluid in experimental animals who were given magnesium 3 and 8 compared to magnesium chloride and magnesium gluconate. So this now has become our mainstay in terms of repleting magnesium for the brain. It's called protosorb magnesium. I believe it's something that we talk about at drhoffman.com. Click on the store. Protosorb magnesium for the brain. Good, particularly, you know, good for anxiety, because magnesium is a relaxant and relaxes muscles, but it also has a kind of a regulating effect on neurotransmission in the brain, preventing the kind of erratic nerve transmission that results in panic and anxiety. Can stabilize the neurons and result in regulation of neurotransmission in the brain. That word's a mouthful. Neurotransmission. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Weather's warmer, so a lot of people will be walking for the cure or running for the cure. There are lots of events across the country to raise money for worthy cancer causes, but could the participants be doing themselves a solid in terms of their cancer survivorship? Well, yes, according to several well-done studies. The latest comes to us from Kansas State University. Headline, moderate exercise may make cancer treatments more effective. So this is not even, we're not even talking about cancer prevention, and we're not even talking about survival once you've undertaken cancer treatment. We're actually talking about exercise concurrent with cancer treatments like chemotherapy and radiation. Now, look, I know some people are going to say, that's nuts. I feel terrible. I can't really exercise. Okay, I get it. But to the extent you can do some moderate exercise, do a little walking, oxygenate your tissue. Oxygen is the enemy of cancer cells. And it turns out that oxygen is what's called a radiosensitizer. It helps to work together with radiation to kill cancer cells. Low oxygen tumors are often resistant to traditional cancer therapies. So oxygenate your tissues if you are undergoing cancer treatment, to the extent possible, obviously. But there's a lot of studies around this, exercise and cancer survival. One study in patients with very serious brain cancer, it found that individuals who worked out an exercise bicycle for 30 minutes per day had prolonged cancer survival. The ones who exercised survived 22 months compared with those who didn't, surviving just 13 months. So what about other cancers? Well, yeah. Colon cancer. The authors looked at physical activity in colon cancer. patients who had stage 3 disease. That means that it had already spread. What they found is that patients who engaged in more intensive physical activity showed a statistically significant trend for increased survival after cancer recurrence. There was 29% reduction of death in this group. There are also 27 observational studies that show that in various cancers, physical activity is associated with decreased all-cause death, breast cancer, colon cancer. And why is that? Well, you're oxygenating your tissue. You may be reducing insulin resistance. You may be increasing immune factors, which help the body battle the cancer. These all figure in. So, look, I want to be realistic here, because if you're feeling flat out knocked out because of your conventional cancer treatment, and you hear this program and you say, I feel guilty because I'm not exercising, don't feel bad. But to the extent possible, get out there. And those of you caring for cancer patients, encourage them. Encourage them to exercise to the extent possible. All right, this item. Tylenol, frequently used painkiller, sometimes used in pregnancy. Pregnant women should avoid all medications if possible. Sometimes it's necessary. But here's an as yet unsuspected consequence of taking Tylenol in pregnancy. Pregnant women who take the painkiller Tylenol regularly for long periods may put their unborn son's testosterone levels at risk. What they discovered, they looked at mice. Pregnant mice, they fed them testosterone. What they found was a dramatic reduction, 45% reduction in the testosterone production in their offspring. So what are the consequences of that? Well, you know, delayed sexual maturation, and also higher risk of infertility, testicular cancer. There's an epidemic of undescended testicles in our young boys, and the use of Tylenol during pregnancy may be a contributing factor. So consider that. If you're pregnant, try not to, go for mild natural pain relievers. I even am very, very cautious about vitamins in the pregnant moms that we treat. We want them to take lots of, not folic acid, but these days, methylfolate. The newer prenatal formulas contain methylated folate instead of synthetic folic acid. We want them to take additional vitamin D, vitamin D 2,000 international units at least. Lots of omega-3 fish oil, rich in DHA. Phosphatidylcholine is also good for the developing infant's brain. Magnesium can be very helpful because use of magnesium can delay miscarriages. And all these are important. Probiotics can be beneficial. These can be safely taken during pregnancy. And, you suffer from nausea pregnancy. I mean, there are powerful medications to deal with that, but why not take natural ginger or take some additional B6, which is helpful for nausea of pregnancy. But don't go crazy on vitamins. Even things like EGCG from green tea, high doses of that may have negative effects on pregnancy. So get a consult from a nutritionally oriented physician if you want to take the right pregnancy vitamins. Prenatal care is an important part of nutrition. All right, this item from Life Extension, they report that a new study just came out this month in Medical Science Monitor. They talk about vitamins causing cancer. That's a shibboleth that we demolished in some recent articles that you can find at drhoffman.com. This article states, however, the opposite, that vitamins can protect against cancer. Vitamin E showed a protective effect against pancreatic cancer, the fourth leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. They looked at vitamin E intake of nearly 3,000 pancreatic cancer patients. A 19% lower risk of pancreatic cancer was observed among participants who had a higher intake of vitamin E in comparison to those whose intake was low. They didn't specify what type of vitamin E, but natural sources of vitamin E give you mixed tocopherols. And we prefer mixed tocopherol vitamin E for our patients. In addition, they also spotted an association between beta carotene and cancer, unlike a previous study that showed a higher risk of cancer in men taking beta carotene. Higher levels of beta carotene were associated with protection, but perhaps that just means these people were consuming more fruits and vegetables. So vitamin E offers cancer protective effects. Finally, new tests are coming online that will help us with lung cancer detection. These are blood tests, genomic markers, but also tests that without a lung biopsy, actually having to go in and slice out a section of the lung, you can use a bronchoscopy to detect lung cancer, determine if it's an aggressive lung cancer, if it requires lots of aggressive treatment. And similar developments are occurring in other types of cancer, like prostate cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.